You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and we're back with Julie Copins, Program Director for Perseverance Theater's STAR program, as well as Kat and Miles, two of the young folks performing in the upcoming productions of Bloody Blackbeard and Pericles, both premiering next weekend. And we just heard some of the music from Bloody Blackbeard by Laurelyn Dossett. And these are original compositions, right? Written specifically for the production. So, Julie, can you tell me more about her and how you connected with her for this show?
Well, so in a previous life, I was a newspaper journalist, and I worked at the Charlotte Observer in North Carolina. And I reviewed theater, and I went to Triad Stage and saw their production of Bloody Blackbeard, I think in 2008-ish, when it first premiered, and just fell in love with the show and felt like it really should have a future. Fast forward, here I am, Perseverance, doing theater here in Juno and looking for a great show for a young cast. Reached out to Laurelyn and Preston Lane, the author, who we kind of connected back then, but weren't like friends, but we kind of knew each other. And I said, hey, I'd like to do your show. What do you think? It turned out Preston had developed a somewhat shorter version of the show to tour to high schools in North Carolina. So that sort of existed, and then was able to make some additional changes to the script to suit our younger, larger cast. One big change was adding more girl characters. We have sort of a contemporary frame narrative, girls on a slumber party happen upon the treasure chest of Blackbeard, out of which comes the ghost of Blackbeard and all the other pirates, and the whole story unfolds from there. So, but the really, I think the heart of the show is in Laurelyn's songs. She's taken some classic sort of sea shanties and some other themes and created out of that a really beautiful original score that the students have, I think, had a lot of fun learning to sing. And then when we decided to do the show, then I said, hey, have you ever been to Juno? And Laurelyn's like, no. And so she's coming up. She's going to come and do a residency with us. She gets into town Sunday. Wow. She's going to work with our band. She'll be visiting rehearsal each day and coaching the students, helping them really get into the style of this music. It's very unique for musical theater. It's not your standard kind of keyboard power ballad. It's much more organic and rootsy and earthy. And she's really going to help them with that. And she'll be doing, a songwriting workshop for the community next Wednesday, 6 to 8 at the Douglas Library. Thursday night, she's going to be doing a concert at Centennial Hall Lobby. That's at 7:30. That's a ticketed event, and I think the Jack is still getting those tickets up on the Venditti system, but that'll be a great night of music. She's going to focus on some of her other show scores she's created for Triad Stage, and I'm sure we'll do a spotlight number from Bloody Blackbeard. And then on Saturday night, she's going to do a late-night gig out at McGivney's in the Valley, and that'll be more of her kind of gospel roots repertoire. So if you're into country music, really authentic Carolina Appalachian sound, you won't want to miss that.
Well, thanks for bringing more live music into town from down south.
I think Juno will love her. She is the real deal. If you know Rhiannon Giddens and the Carolina Chocolate Drops, she's composed a lot of songs for that group, Levon Helm. She's sort of, if you are a musician in North Carolina, you know Laurelyn Dossett. She's like the best kept secret in the Piedmont. And I'm thrilled to bring her here.
I hope everyone gets an opportunity to check her out and hear some live music. Julie, Kat, and Miles, we're running out of time. Thanks for being with us today. Before you go, is there anything else happening with STAR or Perseverance that you want to talk about?
There is. So after the conclusion of our shows, July 21st, then the 22nd to the 26th, we have our STAR finale week. One more week of half-day camps for ages 5 to 18. We just added a tech theater boot camp in the afternoon. So if you've got a technical theater-minded teenager, come do camp with us. You're going to learn all kinds of cool backstage skills. We also have PT Peewees and PT Next Level for younger kids. And you can get all that information at ptalaska.org. If you go to the education tab, you can find the details on all of that. So we're going to wrap up with a fun week of classes and camps, too.
I would love a theater camp for big kids like
me,
by the way.
Kids have all the fun, man.
Right? Well, thanks again so much for being here today. And break a leg next weekend. Enjoy performing in the shows, and I'm sure you guys are going to do great. Here's
thanks,
one
Shelley.
More from Laurelyn Dossett.
Thank you.